Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago in the United States. And I'm your preacher today with a little preaching about advice about prayer. The reading is from the book of Sirach, which was written about 200 BC. And the little section here is all about advice about when you make your sacrifice in the temple. Let me tell you how to do that well. And we can apply that in our own lives as well, about the way that we pray today, when we pray the Mass or we pray the Rosary. How to do that well. So, let's listen to Jesus ben Sirach. One who keeps the law makes many offerings. One who heeds the commandments makes an offering of well-being. One who returns a kindness offers choice flour, and one who gives alms sacrifices a thank offering. To keep from wickedness is pleasing to the Lord, and to forsake unrighteousness is an atonement. Do not appear before the Lord empty-handed, for all that you offer is in fulfillment of the commandment. The offering of the righteous enriches the altar, and its pleasing odor rises before the Most High. The sacrifice of the righteous is acceptable, and it will never be forgotten. Be generous when you worship the Lord, and do not stint the first fruits of your hands. With every gift, show a cheerful face, and dedicate your tithe with gladness. Give to the Most High as He has given to you, and as generously as you can afford. Do not offer Him a bribe, for He will not accept it, and do not rely on a dishonest sacrifice, for the Lord is the judge, and with Him there is no partiality. Thus ends the reading. 'Tis good, isn't it? Good advice. We should pray, but as important as praying to God is being good. Good people following the commandments, returning kindness to other people, giving alms to the poor. God loves those just as much. So let's do it all, shall we? And our whole life will be a blessing to God and to us. And then Sirach ends with another little piece of advice that's helpful. Don't think we pray to get something. You can't bribe God with your good works or with your prayers. Oh Lord, if you do this, I'll do that. No. God doesn't accept bribes. Give up on that. Pray and do good from a grateful heart in response to all the blessings God has done for us, for all the goodness God has done for the whole world. Let that motivate our prayer. God bless you today.